Erotic literature is tricky business. While everyone tends to think that their turn-ons are fairly universal, as it turns out, we each have unique preferences and our individual recipe for what turns us on can be quite varied. The last thing you want is for your sexy reading time to have the complete opposite effect, leaving your desire dampened and your nether regions desertified. Many women I work and speak with are curious about erotica, especially in written or audio forms, but just aren't sure how to find content that will be appealing to them. It's not exactly something you can Google without risking an unwanted eyeful. Can you judge an erotic book by its cover? Or are there other ways to help ensure that your turn-on actually turns on as you flip the pages? Here are four questions to help you find erotica that whets your whistle. Number one. How long of an erotic runway do you need? Do you love to get immersed in a story, savor the plot as it develops, and build a slow heat of longing for the characters to finally get busy? Or are you looking for a written quickie, where you're complete from turn on to come down in 20 pages or less? Or maybe you're somewhere in between. You want sex to happen earlier in the story, but are game to have the plot extend over a few reading sessions. It's important to know what tends to get you in the mood so that you're looking for the best fitting format. Written erotica is available from short form blog posts all the way to fully developed novels. And while some folks are only satisfied after a meaty meal of subplots and extensive buildup, others get the most erotic nutrition from a salty snack of get down to business. Based on what your preferences are, you may be on the hunt for erotic blog posts, erotic poetry, erotic short story anthologies, romance novels, erotic nonfiction, sexy beach reads, or for those with a more visual predilection, graphic novels or even erotic art coffee table books. I've listed some of my favorites at the end of this article, but buyer beware, my turn-ons might not match yours. Number two, what's your kink? Maybe you love to hear hot stories of long-term lovers who keep the erotic fires burning. Or perhaps it gives you tingles to read about same-sex adventures, play parties, threesomes, BDSM, or even sexy sci-fi. Whatever your kink may be, no matter how quirky or unique you may think it is, there is probably an entire genre of erotica dedicated to it. You might not even know your kink until you read about something and notice your body responding to it. This is why erotic short story anthologies that cross genres can be illuminating and fun to sexplore. Note that your relational preferences might not be reflected by your erotica turn-ons. For example, I know many heterosexual women who enjoy lesbian erotica. Your erotica kinks do not necessarily mean anything about who you are, your gender or sexuality, or how you choose to structure relationships in your actual life. The less shame we hold on to about our turn-ons, the less sexuality has to live in the shadows where it does the most damage. Number three, when was the content written and by whom? Back in the golden days of romance novels, hello, mid-80s, there was a whole lot of damsel in distress, male saviorism going on. Orgasms were instantaneous, there was ne'er a condom in sight, and the women were all endowed for the male gaze. Prior to that, much of the erotic literature was written by men for men, and even the female writers like Anaïs Nin wrote for a mostly male readership. If reading about those dynamics does not float your boat, then look for more contemporary creations written by someone who shares your sexuality and gender preferences. There is erotic literature written specifically for and by trans and non-binary folks, LGBTQI, the BIPOC community, the neurodivergent crew, specific religious preferences, hobbies and interests, and more. An author who shares your worldview or preferences is probably more likely to understand what will rock your socks. Try searching for something like your hobby plus erotic literature and see what the search results prefer. If you want to aim for a less risky venue, try searching from within the annals of bookshop.org or Amazon. Just to test this theory, I Googled knitting erotica, and I actually found something on Amazon. I am telling you, there's something for everyone. Number four, do you have any triggers to avoid? Erotic literature can be incredibly triggering if you don't know what to expect going into it. Even classic erotica, works like Delta of Venus, are close to unpalatable for many people, myself included. I came across it as a recommendation on someone's blog and oof, with my traumas and family history, it was not for me. All in the name of research for you, dear reader. May my guidance here help prevent you from a similar experience. Stumbling into triggering content is one of the primary reasons that a turn-on can shift into a turn-off or downright nervous system cascade so quickly. That's why I love anthologies like Rose Caraway's The Sexy Librarian's Big Book of Erotica, which prefaces each short story with a catalog card that lists the story's genre or category and primary subject matter. You'll be able to tell whether it's a no-go for you without even turning the page. And once you trust an author or editor, you can look for more works by them and peruse the "you might also like" recommendations that appear on bookshop.org or on Amazon. As with any sexual experience, you get to say no or go at any time. Just because you started a story, poem, or book doesn't mean you have to finish it. If you find your body closing down rather than opening up, don't force the issue. Sometimes what we think will turn us on actually doesn't. This is because the bandwidth of societally acceptable or commonly known turn-ons is incredibly narrow. You may not yet have exposure to your most delightful and delicious turn-ons. Plus, there is still so much shame, embarrassment, and guilt when it comes to talking about, reading about, or learning about sexuality. And just to be clear, I do not condone toxic, harmful, and traumatizing dynamics or activities. My mission with my work and with articles like this one is to normalize talking about healthy sex, the erotic, sensuality. I believe that our world will be a safer, more vibrant, accepting, and ultimately better place for all beings when humans bring sexuality out of the shadows and into the light, with boundaries and consent, of course. So, what has my research yielded? Here are some of my favorite pieces of erotic literature. As part of my research, I collected a wide range of erotic literature to test out for you. It's a tough job, but somebody's got to do it. Many of my finds did not make the cut. Sometimes I didn't even make it past the first few pages. But here are the ones that do it for me. My kinks and turn-ons, light BDSM, realistic sex experiences, romantic arousal building, dirty talk, consent, devotion, exhibitionism, role play, and fantasy enactment. If you trust my taste in other things, you may enjoy these selections as well. For short-form erotic blog posts, to be honest, I haven't found a whole lot that does it for me in this department. Belisa.com bills itself as porn and erotica by and for women, and some of it's resonant-ish. But it takes a lot of sifting, unsatisfying clicks, and some serious, possibly intrusive or traumatic eyefuls with their ads. I actually aim to fill this gap with some sexy, stimulating, and deliciously written and audio erotic content right here. Stay tuned. When it comes to erotic poetry, Anything by Pablo Neruda. From Strangers to Soulmates are poems written by my husband and I when we were long-distance dating and falling in love. And Like This by Rumi. For erotic short story compilations, I'm reading a few, but I haven't found a solid recommendation yet aside from The Sexy Librarian's Big Book of Erotica. I appreciate how each story is categorized ahead of time, and the stories themselves are unique, intriguing, and I've yet to run into one that totally turned me off. To be fair, I did skip one based on his catalog card description. For sexy beach reads, now these have a long-ish buildup. They're delightfully well-written, contain characters you actually care about. Each of these evoked a broad range of emotions and left me feeling grateful, aroused, and more engaged as a partner. And with Rebecca Searle's books, an ever more expanding belief in magic. I enjoyed each author so much that I went on to read almost everything else they'd written. These ones are my favorites. Book Lovers and The People We Meet on Vacation by Emily Henry. Love in Other Words and The Unhoneymooners by Christina Lauren. One Italian Summer and In 5 Years by Rebecca Searle. And now the embarrassing but true turn-ons. I hate to admit it, but even though some of these books were problematic, and especially with 50 Shades so badly written, they still got my juices flowing. Whoops! I'm talking about The Twilight Saga by Stephanie Meyer and 50 Shades of Grey, etc. by E.L. James. Now, what about some non-sexual yet erotic finds? Deborah Harkness's books aren't exactly erotic literature, but the characters and plot in her All Souls trilogy activated something deep within me and helped me completely reinvent my life, sex life included. So I'm including them here. If you wish Twilight were written better, with characters and dynamics that you can actually empathize with, you might really enjoy this witch and vampire saga. I also found Starhawk's Fifth Sacred Thing to be incredibly activating, inspiring, and arousing. I relished her portrayal of a post-apocalyptic utopian uprising that happens to include a group of friends who support each other in every way as they conspire against a dystopian foe. Now, do you have any favorite erotic literature or authors that I missed? Let me know through the contact page and I'll compile a list of reader recommendations in another post. To your erotic aliveness, Lola.